After suffering an injury from a motor vehicle crash, you will face many tough questions. What are the time deadlines? Which firm should I choose to represent me and my family? At William Attar, we make it easy to get your case started with remote signups and 24-hour availability. All firms are not the same. The choice is easy. Hurt in a car? Call William Attar, 315-444-4444, South State Street, Syracuse.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair is gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's a call, late Saturday night. Someone needs help. She said I weighed the pros and cons of calling this late, but it's driving me crazy. My husband and two of his friends on their way home from fishing in the Catskills got pulled over and charged. He says he's not concerned. He's got a lawyer, yes, his brother, who does real estate. Well, I'm concerned. It would sure complicate our lives if he can't drive. I've got my own career. I can't be chauffeuring him every day. So how do I get him to call you? I'm Tom Anelli, New York's DWI lawyer, and I gave her a couple of suggestions. She needed to know one more thing. How much does all this cost? I explained, in detail, how I'm able to make it affordable for her. Her husband called me the next morning. Got a thank you card, her maiden name, her professional name. Now I know why she needed my help. Pulled over, charged? Call me, Tom Anelli. I'm here when you need me. 24/7.
Tom Anelli and Associates. Offices at 129 Walton Street, Syracuse, New York. 13202.
We're buying whatever you're selling at the DV Vehicle Buying Center. Cars, trucks, vans, SUVs. We need your vehicle for our pre-owned inventory. Just drive into the buying center, get a fast, generous appraisal, turn that car into cash. Why do people love the DV Buying Center? It's an easy, fast way to get a check. That's why. The Buying Center at Driver's Village. See why at selltodv.com.
Weekdays 10 to noon, it's the Manchild Show with Boy Green on the voice of the Central New York sports fan. The Score, 1260.
Listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Thanks so much. I really admire you and your show. You do such a good job, and questions are real important.
Hey, what do you say, JR, man? I love what you do, and you know, just keep doing it, bro.
Call him now at 855-212-4227.
Oh, this is cool. I know this. This is Ski Yee by Sexy Red. Hickey, you like Sexy Red, right?
Ski Yee. I know the song.
You went to the concert?
I did not make it to the concert.
Oh.
She's more of a one-hit wonder in my eyes with this
song. Oh, no. With this song?
I like this song. I can't pretend I know much of her work otherwise.
Oh, my God. Bro.
Is it better?
Worse? Let's just say I can't repeat a lyric.
Wow.
From any of the others. I don't know. Get It Sexy. No, she got another song, Get It Sexy. Get It Sexy. But the song that made her famous, I can't repeat it. It would make, what they say about a church lady, you make her blush. Is that what they say?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's just say the song is very graphic. It's about, never mind.
Probably better off.
Yeah, let's just never mind. Here, let's do this. I want to tell you about the Navy Federal Credit Union Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Phillies ace Zach Wheeler. Lockdown last night. One run. Struck out six dudes in seven innings, and the Phillies beat the Brewers 3-1. Wheeler picked up his seventh win of the season. His ERA is now 2.23. It's the seventh best in baseball. Locking down, at least they got something to be happy about. The next two dudes I'm going to tell you about, pretty miserable, pretty sad. These guys are going down, and I can't even say going down without a fight. They're in trouble. They got caught. Let's start off with the more famous of the two. It's kind of crazy when you think about somebody's interpreter being more famous than a baseball player. It is Ipe Mizuhara. And why is he famous? Not because he was Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, but because he was Shohei Ohtani's interpreter who was robbing from the man. Well, he got sentenced today. He pled guilty. And we know what he's facing. He could be facing a 33 years in prison. I don't know if you're going to see that long. Just take a listen from KCAL out in California.
Let's get to our number one story. Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter just pleaded guilty to stealing nearly $17 million from the baseball star to pay off illegal gambling debts. KCAL News reporter Tina Patel is live outside Santa Ana Federal Court with how it all happened.
As expected, Ipe Mizuhara entered guilty pleas to two criminal charges. During the hearing, the judge asked Mizuhara if he could explain what happened in his own words. Mizuhara did not use Ohtani's name, just said that he used the access to victims' bank accounts and falsely took money. Then he entered two pleas, one to bank fraud, another to filing a false income tax return. He could face more than 30 years in federal prison when he is sentenced. That sentencing date has been set for October 25th. In addition to the years in prison, Amy, he could also face deportation since he is not a U.S. citizen.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Hickey, why are people making these decisions? Do people not think? I get it. People make mistakes. I make mistakes. You make everybody makes mistakes. You just got to make a big mistake and just keep on digging deeper into the hole, man. This is crazy.
I mean, that's why gambling is so dangerous, because, like, this sounds nuts, right? Like, he's going to be in jail for, what, 30 years, maybe, and get deported, so your life is over. But when it comes to illegal gambling and the people you're working with, what's the other option?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm saying he was stealing Ohtani's money to pay off the debts he had. Right. That was his only option, I guess, to pay off the debts was to steal money. So if he wasn't going to steal the money and commit the crimes,
they'd break his legs.
And that could be, I mean,
oh my God.
And that could be honestly the best case scenario.
Oh my God. You don't pay up, we're going to break. No, if you don't pay up, we're going to break Ohtani's legs.
Wow. Then, yeah, I didn't think about that. God. That could be really, then we'll really get into some deep
water
there.
Oh my God. This is some dirty stuff.
But that's the alternative, right?
Hickey, I don't want to have a drink anymore. I don't want to have a cigar. I want to cross the street. I'm going to button my shirts all the way up to the top button. I'm going to help old ladies cross the street. Could you imagine that pressure? Like, you done dug yourself so, and this is a hypothetical. I don't know, but I can only imagine. Like, you have to, but there's two things here. If you are extending Ipe Mizuhara a line of credit because you know Shohei Ohtani got lots and lots of money, like, you can pressure him into debt to continue gambling. And then if you really, really want to be a jerk, I don't know if it would get that far, because it's just like, are you stupid? You're gonna hurt Shohei Ohtani? You're going to hurt me? Do you understand how much scrutiny that's going to bring to you? It's going to tank your whole operation. But it's not that far off, and maybe the stakes are too high just to say, well, bro, you need to pay up, otherwise something bad is going to happen to you or him. This is nuts. I don't know how all this works with the immigration and what have you, but 33 years in prison, the possibility of being deported? Yo, he screwed his life up. This is nuts. Ipe Mizuhara Hickey, I don't even think he's like 40 years old. I think he's in his late 30s, I believe. All you had to do was translate words and you would have been good for your whole damn life. He's 39 years old. All he had to do was translate words from English to Japanese and Japanese to English. He would have been good. I'm sure he didn't have to pay for anything. This gambling stuff is nuts. And that's a translator. Earlier today, we learned that a former pirate, a former Padre, he's a former Major League Baseball player because they gave him the boot. Listen to this report, courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
Following that breaking news from Major League Baseball, where the league has issued a lifetime ban for San Diego Padres infielder Tucapita Moicano, the league also announced a one-year suspension for Oakland A's pitcher Michael Kelly, along with three other minor leaguers as well. Take a look at this. The league says that Moicano made more than 200 bets related to MLB games with the legal sportsbook back in 2022 and 2023. When he's with the Pittsburgh Pirates organization, the league says that those wagers of MLB games totaled more than $87,000. That 25 of those wagers were made on Pirates games while he was assigned to the ball club there. The league also says there is no evidence that the outcome of any of those games were compromised or influenced, as well as manipulated in any way.
Well, it doesn't appear to, because that guy sucked and he wasn't that smart. And you think about all of this. There's a gentleman by the name of Chad Knight. Played college baseball at Duke. Duke was eliminated from the college baseball World Series. His college career was over. Hickey, the first thing that he tweeted, "Goodbye, college baseball. Hello, DraftKings." This is what he tweeted. CSK Knight 27. Let me look this guy. CSK Knight. Nah, bro. Not good timing, man. I don't know what his baseball status is. I've never heard of this gentleman. I just don't think that's a good idea. Let's see if it's still up. Westport, Connecticut. Up. Oh, former Little League World Series two-way player. Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
He's a former Little League World Series player in his Hickey. Bio?
He's going all in. And maybe he knows he's not playing in the majors. So that's fine, right? Do what you want. He said an hour ago he tweeted this. "My friends and I are looking to place our first bets tonight."
The Score 1260 interrupts this program to bring you coverage of a live sporting event.
This is the Syracuse Mets pregame show on the Score 1260. Sponsored by Burdick Mitsubishi at Driver's Village, Coors, Dunkin', Embassy Suites by Hilton and Destiny USA, NBT Bank, and St. Joseph's Health.
Goodbye, home run!
Now, let's go to the ballpark. On the voice of the Central New York sports fan, The Score, 1260.
From CHS Field in the capital of the great state of Minnesota, St. Paul, Minnesota. Welcome back to another night of Syracuse Mets baseball right here on your home for it, The Score, 1260. Evan Stockton, Michael Tricarico with you. Welcome to the land of 10,000 lakes, where for the first time ever, the Syracuse Mets are playing the St. Paul Saints, recently converted to being a Triple-A team. You may have heard of the St. Paul Saints before, one of the more familiar names in indie baseball as of a few years. They joined AAA East, then the International League, starting in the 2021 season. They're the AAA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. First time ever the Syracuse Mets are playing the St. Paul Saints. And unfortunately, the news I have to break to you as we start our Visit Syracuse pregame show, we're not starting this game on time. It is rainy. It is very gray. It is not quite gloomy here in St. Paul. It was a beautiful day as up to like 45 minutes ago, but rain's rolling through. Radar, we're not going to lie to you, it doesn't look great. We're hoping to play baseball, but the tarp is on the field. We're not going to start the 7:07 Central Time scheduled first pitch here in St. Paul tonight. Does give us a chance to go back and look at how the Mets wrapped up their series on Sunday against the Buffalo Bisons, and it was a darn good end to the series. Syracuse beats Buffalo 7-1 on Sunday afternoon. A lot of good news to report. Let's hit a lot of the home runs that Syracuse had in that ball game on Sunday. Syracuse takes a 2-0 lead into the third. Biggest news of the Syracuse Mets in the last 72 hours or so. Brett Beatty's on the team, back from the New York Mets. There's been a lot said about Brett, a lot of conjecture, a lot of conversation. Michael and I know this. When Brett Beatty's on a ball field for the Syracuse Mets, he's going to do damage. He proved it twice in Sunday's game. He had two homers. The first came in the third.
2-0 Mets. Here's the first pitch to Brett Beatty. Lifted in the air, deep center field. Long run back in center for Eden. He leaps. It's gone. Brett Beatty launches it to dead center field. 105 miles an hour off his bat. 416 feet. And boy, are we glad to have you in Syracuse, Brett. Mets 3, Bisons nothing.
Brett hit that ball a ton to center field, and later on in the inning, Luke Ritter hit a baseball a ton.
This provider of your Syracuse Mets as Ritter lifts this in the air to right. Burrow is back at the track, at the wall. It's gone.
Oh my!
Luke Ritter says goodbye. Two home runs in a three-batter stretch for Syracuse, and the Mets have jumped in front 4-0.
A lot of good things to report for the Syracuse Mets in terms of hitting home runs the other day, and they added too late to put the game away. They're up 4-1 going bottom eight. The home run party in that eighth started by Carlos Cortez.
Hearing the thoughts from both sides as Cortez drills this. Deep right field, Baroa turns and looks. That ball is crushed. Carlos Cortez packs a lot of power, and boy, did he showcase it there. Syracuse gets a run back in the bottom of the eighth, and the Mets have a 5-1 advantage.
And later on in that eighth inning, with Luis Angel Acuña on base, Brett Beatty did it again.
1-2. Swing and a fly ball. Driven deep to right field. This ball is gone. 420 feet for Brett Beatty. He one-up what he did earlier. It's a two-home run game for Brett. Syracuse leads 7-1, and I don't want to hear anyone saying this is a 4A guy.
Brett Beatty hit two home runs in that 7-1 win for the Mets. Brett is not actually in the lineup tonight for the Mets here at CHS Field in the Twin City of St. Paul, Minnesota, but happy to have Brett the last couple of days. And however he's long with the Syracuse Mets, we will appreciate having that pop in the lineup. It is a lot of fun to watch Brett Beatty play ball when he gets rolling like this. Syracuse beats Buffalo 7-1 on Sunday, and we're scheduled to start this week-long six-game series against the Twins AAA team, the St. Paul Saints, at some point. But Tarp's on the field. Radar doesn't look great. It's actually not raining right now, but if you look beyond the right field fence, it doesn't look great. So we're going to keep you updated as best we can. What we can do for you is hit a break on our Visit Syracuse pregame show, come back and play an interview that Michael Tricarico did with Mets manager Dick Scott before today's game. Hang tight. It's coming up next on the Visit Syracuse pregame show right here on your home for Mets baseball, the Score 1260.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
On behalf of IBEW Local 43 Union Electricians and the NECA contractors, we are pleased to partner with Syracuse University in providing our members with an opportunity to enhance their education at this great university.
Syracuse University's partnership with the IBEW will provide talented students the opportunity to advance their careers while shaping the future of the electrical trades and the industries they serve.
Central New York's future is bright, and the IBEW Local 43 and NECA will continue to help light, power, and grow Central New York.
For over 130 years, the Rescue Mission has put love into action through shelter, food, clothing, and hope, serving men, women, and children here in Syracuse, New York. Every day, thanks to the generosity and compassion of our community, the hungry are fed, people living on the streets are sheltered, and individuals trapped by addiction are set free. Those who have hit rock bottom are getting a second chance at life. The Rescue Mission is proud to be the 50-50 raffle sponsor of the Syracuse Mets, and all proceeds go towards helping our neighbors in need. Visit our kiosk behind Section 210 and put your love into action. Learn more at RescueMissionAlliance.org.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
WSKO Syracuse. The Score, 1260.
Here in the Syracuse Mets pregame show, Michael Tricarico joined by Syracuse manager Dick Scott. And Dick, we're in a new spot. First time ever Syracuse is playing the St. Paul Saints. What are your initial thoughts of the ballpark in the area?
Nice. You know, it's always good to see. I've never been here, so it's always good to see a new place. And I think there's a number of our players that haven't been here because they were independently for so long. But nice ballpark. I heard they get good crowds, which will be fun. And the people seem to be very helpful, so we're off to a good start.
18 games left in the first half of this 2024 season. You're in second place in the International League. What's going to take over these next 3 weeks to continue handling business that you guys can control to try and make the International League Championship Series here?
Well, it's just doing what we've been doing, and hopefully we get good pitching because we seem to score runs, and our pitching has been really pretty good this year. And sometimes you play these new teams and you don't really know much about them. So we've been on the scouting reports today, and I think we have a pretty favorable schedule, but our roster could change quickly. And we're in a good spot. Our guys like playing, so that's the key.
You talk about going over scouting reports when you're facing a new team. What goes into the preparation when you are seeing a team and you do all this work for just the 6-game stretch?
Well, it's a good exercise anyway for our coaches to go through, because that's what they're going to have to do if they're major league coaches, or even A-ball coaches. That's what the game is now. And so, Grayson Crawford, our pitching coach, is looking at video. Colin Hetzler, our hitting coach, he and JP are in Sebia. They're looking at video of pitchers that we're facing, bullpen arms, trying to get some information, trying to eliminate pitches. And, we're looking at guys who run, who bunt. This team's stolen quite a few bases. So we're just, trying to be as ready as we can and pass that information along to the players.
Blade Tidwell on the mound, his third start. What have been your initial impression seeing him for these first couple of weeks?
Well, the first thing is I feel like he's really adjusted quickly, which is always important, because eventually he's going to go from here to the big leagues, and that's a very big jump, as we know. But being able to adjust quickly and not being overwhelmed by your environment is super important. And if you remember his first outing, he walked like 3 guys in the first inning, but really settled down fast. And those games for young guys can get out of hand quickly. All of a sudden you give up 3 or 4 runs and you're not feeling confident. But he really shut him down and went on to pitch 6 innings that game. And so, he's got big stuff. And I think there's even more in there as far as just learning pitching, learning hitters, setting up hitters, sequencing. Mm-hmm. And, we have a number of those guys here, which is kind of exciting.
Yeah, on the pitching side as well, we've seen guys go up already. A lot of guys in the bullpen, Christian Scott as well, Jose Budo, another guy that's back here, Joey Lucchese made a major league start. And on the position player side, Jose Iglesias just a few days, got to go up. What have you seen just in terms of the development of the guys on the offensive side and fielding side, the position player side, in terms of what those guys have provided here in Syracuse and what they might be able to provide in the big leagues?
Right. Well, Jose Iglesias specifically, he's got 11 plus years in the big leagues, and he brought a lot of leadership to our guys, a lot of professionalism. But the thing about it is, he was still hungry to get back to the big leagues. He wasn't satisfied with, anybody having an 11, 12-year career in the big leagues. But he wanted to get back. He hadn't been back there for 2 years. So he got on our bat training program, the heavy bats, increased his bat speed. He worked on his pre-pitch start. Here's a guy who was really known for his defense in the big leagues, but we talked to him about he's just a little too flat-footed, so he changed that, like more like a tennis player ready to receive a mm-hmm. serve. He was happy with all those improvements. Also, like he ran some of his fastest sprint speeds he has in years. So, you know, I guess the message is like guys are never satisfied. They're always trying to get better. And I think with him as particularly where anyone in our clubhouse would trade, would sign up right now for an 11-year career, he wanted to get back there and he wanted to show that he could play. And so his work ethic and attention to detail rubbed off on everybody. And there's other guys too. I mean, we have Yolmer Sanchez won a gold glove in the big leagues. You know, Trace Thompson has had success in the big leagues and others. I don't want to forget anybody. But I think it's just a good group. They like to play. They like to get after it, and they're trying to get better. And you know what? This isn't a bad thing, but they want to get out of Syracuse because they want to get back to the big leagues.
At the end of the day, that's the culture that this organization has cultivated, and you guys continue to create and build. So it's always great to see. Dick, as always, appreciate your time.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This isn't just any sale event. It's our first used car mega sale of 24. Over 500 pre-owned available, including over 300 SUVs, 200 certified pre-owned, 150 under 25,000. Our buying experts want your car. Head over to the DV Buying Center next to the warehouse. Over 500 used, one location. The mega sale is going on now at the Burdick Used Car and Truck Warehouse at Driver's Village. See more at dvused.com.
It's the Syracuse Mets annual Little League Night on Saturday, June 15th at NBT Bank Stadium. Gates open early at 4 p.m. The first 3,000 kids receive a youth jersey presented by Hoffman Sausage Company and Northwestern Mutual. Join your teammates, coaches, and parents for a pregame Little League parade. Then sit back and relax and enjoy some baseball. Plus, entertainment by Tyler's amazing balancing act. Fireworks immediately follow the game. For tickets, visit SyracuseMets.com.
We are back in a rainy St. Paul, Minnesota, in a tarp-covered CHS field here in the capital city of the great state of Minnesota. Unfortunately, we have no further updates to let you know about except that we're in a rain delay and it's raining now. It's pretty steady rain, great clouds, and the radar doesn't look great. So we'll see if we end up playing baseball today. Unfortunate news to let you know here on this Visit Syracuse pregame show. But we can get you our lineups presented by our friends at Drake's Cakes if and when we play baseball today. You'll notice a name that's not in the Mets lineup. Brett Beatty is not in the lineup today for the Mets. Brett was in the lineup for Syracuse on Saturday and Sunday. Not in the lineup today. No further news to report to you aside from that. For the Mets, Acuna's at short. Ryland Thomas in center. Ryland Bannon at third. Luke Ritter, the ABM Industries cleanup hitter at first. Trace Thompson at right. Pablo Reyes at second base. Carlos Cortez, the DH. Yolmer Sanchez in left, Hayden Sanger the catcher, and Blade Tidwell is scheduled to make his third ever AAA start tonight. For the St. Paul State, Edward Julian is back for the Minnesota Twins. A tricky situation right now for the Twins. Royce Lewis, who rehabbed with the Minnesota Twins with the St. Paul Saints last week, he's back up with the Minnesota Twins, and because they called up the former first overall pick, had to make a tough decision. Who comes down? Edward Julian comes down for the St. Paul Saints. Frustrating thing, Julian was one of the better stories last year for the Minnesota Twins, but he's back at the AAA level, at least for now. Julian plays second, leads off. Austin Martin batting second and center. Matt Walder bats third, plays right. Brooks Lee, one of the best prospects in the sport, cleanup hitter, the shortstop. First time he's at the AAA level this year. Hurt his back in spring training, hasn't played any AAA games since. Michael Hellman at third, Junior Severino at first, Chris Williams the catcher. Tony Kemp in left, Diego A. Castillo, the DH, and Caleb Bosley, the scheduled starting pitcher for the St. Paul Saints tonight. All right, that wraps up our Visit Syracuse pregame show. We hope to bring you baseball at some point here in St. Paul, but we're going to level with you. The odds are not in our favor, to quote Star Wars here tonight. Radar doesn't look great. It's raining, tarps on the field. and it's just a frustrating set of circumstances. Excited to play six scheduled games of baseball here in St. Paul this week. It's an exciting trip for Michael and I. First time that the Syracuse Mets are ever here in St. Paul, Minnesota. Their Major League affiliates literally 15 minutes away. Lots of great stories to tell you about this organization and lots of great stories to tell you all week about the Syracuse Mets, who come in still in a fight for first, 5.5 games back in the International League standings. And as you just heard the manager, Dick Scott, telling Michael, they like the way the schedule shakes out. Just got to win some ball games and hope that Omaha can finally start losing at the top of the International League standings. All right, that does it for our Visit Syracuse pregame show. We hope to bring you baseball, but we are in a rain delay here in St. Paul. For now, we'll toss it back to regularly scheduled programming on the Score 1260 and give you updates as soon as we can. Of course, there will always be updates for you on all the Syracuse social media channels as well. Hang tight. Hope to talk to you soon.
Old guy who says all this stuff. No, man, like Sterling is living, breathing, interesting. I mean, Ed's gonna get nominated for some awards. Like I'm telling you, that character's amazing and his role in it's amazing. And so I think when you watch the show, you'll see him in a different light. You'll see Lawrence. You had to have somebody play Doc Rivers in this role at the time, in the way that Doc Rivers handled this. Yeah. Had to be able to command the room and the locker room. And, like, I know Lawrence Fishburne, you know, he's not a basketball guy. He's not an athlete or anything. But he's got some gravitas, right? So when you, like, you know, like, no, he did not do the Doc Rivers voice, okay? He didn't try to, but he did Lawrence Fishburne. And that's enough. Like, I didn't mind it for one second that he didn't try to do the gravel voice, right? He just did, you know, he had a deep voice and he commanded the room and huddle. And, I think he's a revelation in this. Like, you haven't seen him in a role like this before. He nailed it.
Looking forward to it. Not talking about rewards, Ramon. I think you might have some coming on down the line as well. Ramona Shelbourne is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Before we get into some finals talk, I don't even want to say where there's smoke, there's fire. We've heard so much over the past month now about J.J. Redick becoming the next Lakers coach. What's the hold up until after the finals, after the draft? What's the deal here?
Feels like that, right? I mean, they're obviously taking their time and talking to everybody. I actually think that's good because, you know when coaches, like when teams hire coaches, like they'll do like a million interviews. You know what that is? That's information. That's every single one of these interviews is getting somebody else's take on your team and how it should play and how it did play. And the guys that they've interviewed are all really accomplished assistant coaches, and they're looking for the next head coach. You know, they're looking for their first head coach in game. But they're really, I mean, you know, Mike Inouye and David Eidelman and Chris Quinn from Miami, like, those guys have great, great basketball knowledge and takes on what the Lakers are and who they've been. So I think it's really, I think they're taking their time with it because they don't have to be in a hurry. And also, I do think that JJ's time frame himself, like, he's calling the finals, like, he's busy. I will say this, I was laughing last night because we have an actor who plays J.J. Redick in the show. His name is Charlie McElveen. And I was like, hey, you know what? We're going to call you pretty soon. Isn't going to say coach the Lakers because we can't get J.J. for a little while. So, like, can you stand in?
Right. Hey. Yeah, J.J.'s he's pretty occupied. This man did a podcast and potentially parlayed it into a coaching job. So, I guess the power of LeBron James. Ramona Shelbourne, a lead ESPN writer, covers all things NBA, is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. We know LeBron James wields power, but what's the latest when it comes down to Bronny? Do you believe that he'll get drafted at the end of the month?
I think he's going to get drafted, yeah. I don't know if it'll be first round or second round, but, I mean, you know, I know he didn't get rave reviews from that combine, but I think there's a lot of people that, and this is how I felt about him since I saw him play when he was a freshman in high school. And, you know, when I first saw him, I was like, ooh, a little small. He's not big like his dad, right? Like, but then I saw him again a couple of years later, and he's like, he'd grown into his body more. He had that same athleticism. He had that same bounce. And you just look at him, you go, okay, you know, LeBron was obviously developed and ready for the NBA coming out of high school. But Bronny, you know, I just need a little time to bake. But if he's in the right situation, the kid has the kid has some good raw materials to work with, and I think somebody's going to take a chance on him, not necessarily in the first round, but maybe somewhere in the second round. And I think it's going to be real interesting to see how it plays out because of the tie-in with LeBron. Like, if people decide they want to, you know, take a chance on Bronny and see if LeBron will come with them. You know, I mean, that's a possibility. I think LeBron stays in Los Angeles, but nothing would really surprise me this summer with him. There's a lot up in the air for him and for the Lakers and for Bronny that nothing towards the end of his career would surprise me what he did.
No, we've been shocked a couple of times by LeBron. It'd be a little bit more shocking this go-round as he's sitting on 39 years old. Ramona Shelbourne is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show. LeBron James was also very complimentary today in the latest edition of his podcast of Kyrie Irving. We know the NBA Finals starts in 2 nights. What are your impressions? Who do you kind of favor as we kind of get towards a new champion?
Yeah, you know, they asked me to make a pick, and I almost like as a reflex said Boston in seven just because they were the best team. They got home court. They got Porzingis. I don't know. I've been thinking about it more and more, and I kind of think Dallas is going to take this. Like, I feel like you have these two generational talents in Luka and Kyrie, and I'm not saying, like, I mean, I think Jason Tatum's up there, okay? But if you just look at the two best players, I think Dallas has the two best players, right? I think that they're at a stage where when they have them playing at this level, and I think now that Luka's had a week off to get right, the way they've been playing defense, the way that the pieces that they acquired, like PJ Washington, and the way that those do, Daniel Gafford has been such a good fit. Like, they just have that look, you know. And sometimes I just get influenced because that's the team I covered. I mean, like, I went to a bunch of those Western Conference Finals games, and it was Dallas was impressive. Really impressive. I know that, and I did a couple of Dallas games in the first round too. I don't know. They have that look, and I think they have the two best players. So I think my official pick is going to be Boston in seven out of respect to the 64 wins and the home court advantage. But Dallas in six may not be far off.
Okay.
It feels like they're close.
Is senior writer from ESPN, yeah. Ramona Shelbourne, is here with us. As we start to wrap things up, you talk about the time you spent covering these Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving, what happened between Boston and Cleveland and now? Just maturity? Just 32 years old? What's changed?
Yeah, I mean, he grew up, right? But also, you know, his mother-in-law, her name is Shatelia Riley Irving. She took over handling his career. She became his manager. And she's, you know, they're very close. He's known her since he was a kid, right? I think she chilled him out a little bit. I think he also just found a place in an organization that was very supportive. And he has done a very good job of just focusing on basketball. He's minimized the distractions. He's bought in. And I think Dallas is a place where, like, he wasn't in that hot media glare every second, you know, like he wasn't Brooklyn or Boston or any of the places he was, right? He was, like, you know, he missed a big chunk of the season this year with an injury, and, like, he wasn't under pressure, like, to come back. Like, there wasn't that much heat on him, so I think he was able to kind of recalibrate. He's, you know, he has grown. I've talked to Kai a lot lately. He really has grown and is a different, you know, different perspective on things. This is probably who he wanted to be, you know, 3-4 years ago when he went to the Celtics and just wasn't right there, you know, maturity-wise yet.
Oh, well, nothing wrong with change. Sometimes it takes all of us a little bit longer than others. Hey, Ramona, I want to thank you for the time. Fill us in one more time on Clipped on FX, how we can watch, when we can watch. Give us the details.
Okay, so the first two episodes are going to drop today. I think they're actually already up. They sort of drop at midnight. So first two episodes drop on Hulu. Everything's going to be on Hulu. And it's FX and Hulu are basically owned by the same people, right? And Hulu is a streaming service. So first two episodes drop tonight. Every Tuesday, we drop another episode. We run through the end of July, or the end of June and into a little bit into July. So there's six episodes total, each about an hour. I think it's a fun watch. It's a good story. These characters, you literally could not make them up, but they're all true. and some of the performances in the show are great. Plus, for like NBA fans, like you're gonna love all the little Easter eggs. You know, there's just a lot of little Easter eggs if you really know the story.
Well, that's cool. Well, Anthony Edwards is too young, but he's not in there cursing anybody out, is he?
No.
Okay.
There's a lot of on-court stuff. We don't have to get that. We don't have to get it too much into the on-court, you know?
Okay, I can dig it. Well, yeah. Ramona, thank you so much. Tell everybody before you roll where people can follow you. Fill us in.
Oh, you can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Ramona Shelvin. But, you know, you gotta figure out how to spell it, but I think if you type in Ramona, it'll probably come up.
Hey, good luck. Congratulations on the series. And, yeah, I think you might have another piece of hardware coming your way when this is all said and done. Thank you, Ramona.
Thanks, bud.
No doubt about it. That Ramona Shelbourne, senior writer for ESPN. Ramona also, hey, she's a contributor and producing for this on FX. It's called Clipped, so make sure you go ahead and check it out. I don't think anybody would have forgotten at all the story of Donald Sterling. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. That's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You heard Ramona. She's picking the Mavericks to win the championship. Okay, we're going to talk about that. Get some more of your calls. Oh, yeah, super producer and host Dave Shepard is coming our way this hour as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
With Father's Day coming, what do you give to the man who has everything? Easy. You give him an unforgettable experience. You give him Omaha Steaks. The Omaha Steaks Father's Day experts made it easy to put a smile on the big guy's face with hand-selected packages like the Deluxe Father's Day Gift. For just $89.99, get a mouth-watering assortment of Dad's grilling favorites like Omaha Steaks Butcher's Cut Top Sirloins, juicy boneless pork chops, deli-style gourmet jumbo franks, and legendary Omaha Steaks burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code SIZZLE at checkout and get four additional burgers absolutely free with the Deluxe Father's Day Gift. 24 unforgettable entrees, just $89.99 with code SIZZLE at checkout. If there's one thing we know, it's that dads want steak. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code SIZZLE and get the Deluxe Father's Day Gift today, plus four free burgers.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
This is the first day that I've heard your show. And what a find. Great show. You have a smooth delivery and the way that you handle talk radio.
Call him now at 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to ESPN's Ramona Sherborne for joining us on the other side of the break. Yeah, go ahead, check it out. Clipped on FX and Hulu. Taking a deep dive into something that happened about 10 years ago with that man, Donald Sterling, and his mistress, V. Stiviano. Yeah, don't have a mistress, folks. It'll get you in trouble like him. But if you're a piece of crap like him, then maybe you deserve it. Anyway, thank you to Ramona for coming through. As she said, she got the Dallas Mavericks winning the NBA playoffs this year, winning the championship over the Boston Celtics. And she says it boils down to having Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. And I would subscribe to that, too, except I think the Celtics are a deeper team. I think they got more to throw, you know, at the Boston Celtics. So if things don't work out, then it's going to be tough, man. We'll see what happens. We got some callers here, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We got Dan from Wisconsin. Dan, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on, my man?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. I mean, I'm just flabbergasted on this Ohtani deal. I was listening to your sports show this weekend, and the guy hosting it was saying about one of his teammates in the Angels was betting on baseball. That new Ohtani's interpreter was betting on it. Now, the other day I went to Walmart and I couldn't get a driver's license or a money order without having to give information. You don't have an accountant. The bank doesn't know this. You change your password on your bank account. Nobody knows about this. This goes through.
Do you speak Japanese, Dan?
Well, no. But that you can't tell me. This just boggles me. This is a cover-up. They're covering something up. I cannot for the life of me believe that this went on without Ohtani knowing it. No,
I just think he's a man. He comes to America. He doesn't speak English, and his friend that he thought was going to help him screwed him over. You never got screwed over by a friend before, Dan? A friend never screwed you over?
Yes, I have, but not through a bank. Not through a bank.
Don't you
have accountants? Doesn't he have accountants that run his?
Maybe they run it like a mom and pop. Look, he had one guy he wanted to trust, and the guy he wanted to trust robbed him. So I would think that the FBI did a thorough enough investigation that if they – look, it's the FBI. I think if they wanted to get Ohtani and they had something on Ohtani, Ohtani would be one of the biggest gets in the history of the FBI. And so I think he's kind of free on that one, Dan. But let's stay tuned. Unless you want to go out, do you have finances to do your own investigation? You could.
No, you make me laugh, Dan.
Oh, you're welcome, Dan. Well, thank you for calling from Wisconsin. You too. Hickey, how much money do you think it would cost to investigate Shohei Ohtani? How many millions? A couple hundred?
Oh, yeah.
60, 100 million?
That'd be a big operation.
Yeah. I don't know if Dan would be able to finance that himself, but he can always look into it. He could. If the FBI couldn't find nothing, then maybe Dan could do better. It's possible. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Colorado and talk to Jim. Jim, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on, man?
Hello.
Yeah, you're live on the radio. What's up, brother?
Can you hear me?
I sure can. We can all hear you. What's up?
Hey, not much. Hey, I have a couple questions for you, please.
Go for it.
LeBron being 40 years old, and he's going to be demanding this type of money or trade or whatever, now bringing in his son. Don't you think it's time maybe to have the Lakers move on from him?
No.
I understand they're going to bring...
No, man, the Lakers are a glamour franchise. The fact that they've invested this much into LeBron James for so long, they're not going to get better without LeBron James. So here's a couple of options. They can bring him back, and he can come back on what could at longest be a 3-year contract that's going to pay him, I think, approximately $50-plus million dollars over the next 3 years. LeBron James can say, hey, I want to go ahead and give you guys a discount. LeBron James can say, hey, I want to give you guys some freedom and a salary cap. But from the Lakers' perspective, man, these are the Lakers. Like, they want the stars. There is no bigger star, even at his age in the game, than LeBron James. And they've already invested a crap ton into having him be a part of the squad. It's hard to just say, hey, bye, see you later. That's not the Laker way. By the way, for a guy at the end of his career, if you want to think about this in dollars and cents in business, who the hell would not want to monetize a LeBron James farewell tour? You want him in the uniform until he decides that he doesn't want to play anymore.
Okay. I understand. No problem. I'd agree with you on that. My second question is, getting back to like this Russell Wilson signing and trading to the Broncos, why do these GMs do this type of deals? If you understand what I'm trying to say on some of these trades and signings, I live in Colorado and I'm a big Bronco fan.
Okay.
And still to this day, after 2 or 3 years of him coming here and playing the way he did, I just don't understand that the players that they gave up, the signing that he did with all this money, and now all of a sudden he's gone. Why do these GMs do these type of things, if you can explain it? I love your show, man. You are awesome. I'd like to hear your comment on that, okay?
Well, thank you. Absolutely, Jim. Thank you for calling from Colorado.
You are the best, bud. Seriously, you are.
Well, thank you, Jim. I got your answer for you. It's called job security. And if you don't got a quarterback, you don't got nothing. And as much as Russell Wilson might have been damaged goods with Seattle, in order to bring him in, you look at his resume and say, hey, this might be the guy. That's it. If you don't got a quarterback, you don't got nothing. You might as well take the shot. I mean, what are we going to do? Look at Drew Locke, or at that point in time? We're going to look at Drew Locke for the next million years? The answer is no. And if the ownership group is willing to eat the money, then why not? Let's remember, it was I don't know everybody in the group. It's the Walton family who decided to go ahead and say, oh, yeah, let's give Russell Wilson all of this money. Let's give him a 4- and 5-year deal. And it didn't work, and they ate the money, and they moved on. And you want to know whose head will be next on the chopping block if this doesn't work? Sean Payton. They're going to tell him to take a hike and go back to television.
Is that your new Nissan Rogue?
Yeah, crazy story. So I'm at the Nissan Thrill of Summer sales event when Dave, the sales guy, asks, want to test drive the Rogue? And I'm like, let's go. We're driving when Dave says, check out the VC turbo engine. I hit the gas and whoosh, I'm like, okay, I wasn't expecting that. Dave goes, if you think that's cool, watch this. Dave shows me the miles per gallon and I'm like, whoa, that's pretty impressive fuel economy. Dave mentions, these new cars are going fast. And in that moment, I had to have that Rogue. Crazy, right?
Wait till you hear how I got my Sentra.
Now get 1.9% APR financing on the 2024 Nissan Rogue. Shop the Nissan sales event. Visit your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. 2024 EPA fuel economy estimates from 28 city, 34 highway to 30 city, 37 highway for 2024 Nissan Rogue. Actual mileage may vary. For well-qualified buyers, excludes Platinum. Subject to Nissan Motor Acceptance Corporation credit approval. See dealer for financing details. N7824.
Join the Syracuse Mets on June 14th for a special Juneteenth celebration presented by Loretto. The first 1,000 fans receive a commemorative jersey. During the pregame, we'll recognize the origins of Juneteenth and make this day significant and fun for all. It's also a craft beer and fireworks Friday with Taste New York Tap Takeover featured brewer Myers Creek. That's Juneteenth, Friday, June 14th at NBT Bank Stadium. First pitch is 6:35 against the Iron Pigs. See you there.
It's the Westhurst Spring into Summer Sales event at Westhurst Chevrolet of East Syracuse, and that means big savings for you on a new Chevy just in time for summer. And even better, Westhurst has set aside $50 million to buy vehicles, and we want yours, whether you own or lease. So come get your share of $50 million now at Westhurst Chevrolet of East Syracuse. For your next new Chevy, visit eastsyracusechevrolet.com or come see us in person at Westhurst Chevrolet of East Syracuse. Together, let's drive.
Welcome to West.
The Embassy Suites by Hilton Destiny USA, the official hotel of the Syracuse Mets and Syracuse University Athletics. The hotel offers over 7,000 square feet of meeting and event space to meet all of your event needs. With their dedicated team and Hilton Event Ready with Clean Stay, they can deliver quality experiences that provide peace of mind from start to finish. When you're ready, they're ready. So book your event today. Embassy Suites, Destiny USA.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The Syracuse Mets, in partnership with CNY Pride, present the 9th annual Pride Night on Thursday, June 13th at NBT Bank Stadium. The first 1,500 fans receive a Pride jersey courtesy of Amtrak and Nissan. A DJ will be at the bullpen bar spinning tunes all night long. And since it's a Thursday, fans will enjoy all the regular Dollar Thursday food and drink specials. First pitch is 6:35 against the Iron Pigs. That's Pride Night, Thursday, June 13th at NBT Bank Stadium.
You can't plan when injuries happen, but you can trust that the experts at Upstate Orthopedics will be there when they do. Ortho Now of Syracuse is Upstate Orthopedics' after-hours and weekend urgent care program for sports injuries, sprains, strains, breaks, and dislocations. Ortho Now of Syracuse is located in East Syracuse at the Upstate Bone and Joint Center on Fly Road and is open 5 to 8:30 p.m. weekdays and 9 to 2:30 on Saturday. Visit UpstateOrthopedics.com and follow Upstate Orthopedics on Facebook for more information.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
For over 130 years, the Rescue Mission has put love into action through shelter, food, clothing, and hope, serving men, women, and children here in Syracuse, New York. Every day, thanks to the generosity and compassion of our community, the hungry are fed, people living on the streets are sheltered, and individuals trapped by addiction are set free. Those who have hit rock bottom are getting a second chance at life. The Rescue Mission is proud to be the 50-50 raffle sponsor of the Syracuse Mets, and all proceeds go towards helping our neighbors in need. Visit our kiosk behind Section 210 and put your love into action. Learn more at RescueMissionAlliance.org.
Celebrate Dad on Father's Day with the Syracuse Mets. There's something for everyone. The first 1,000 fans receive a Drew Gilbert jersey courtesy of Coca-Cola. Tyler's amazing balancing act will be on hand to entertain all game long. And since it's a friendly Honda Family Sunday, kids 12 and under eat free. After the game, Dad and kids are invited to play catch on the field and run the bases. First pitch is 1:05. For tickets, visit SyracuseMets.com.
IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
With Father's Day coming, what do you give to the man who has everything? Easy. You give him an unforgettable experience. You give him Omaha Steaks. The Omaha Steaks Father's Day experts made it easy to put a smile on the big guy's face with hand-selected packages like the Deluxe Father's Day Gift. For just $89.99, get a mouth-watering assortment of Dad's grilling favorites like Omaha Steaks Butcher's Cut Top Sirloins, juicy boneless pork chops, deli-style gourmet jumbo franks, and legendary Omaha Steaks burgers. Go to OmahaSteaks.com. And use promo code SIZZLE at checkout and get four additional burgers absolutely free with the Deluxe Father's Day Gift. 24 unforgettable entrees, just $89.99 with code SIZZLE at checkout. If there's one thing we know, it's that dads want steak. Don't wait. Go to OmahaSteaks.com and use code SIZZLE and get the Deluxe Father's Day Gift today, plus four free burgers.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
JR, first of all, I got to tell you something. I have been blind for 40 years now. I lost my eyesight when I was 19 years old. I've been listening to sports radio for 40 years because it's more informative than television to me. You, my friend, are the most realistic broadcaster I have ever heard in my life, and I thank you.
Call him now at 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. And thank you to David Sampson for joining us, former Marlins president, baseball expert. Thank you to Ramona Shelburne for joining us, ESPN senior writer. And right now, we're being joined by somebody who's also an expert at the NBA. This man I've worked with, he was my former producer here on the Infinity Sports Network in my old time slot. He's also a host as well, fill in and on the weekends. It's another super producer and host. It's Dave Shepard. Hey, Shep, how are you, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. It's great to hear you on the other side of this thing for a change, man. How you been, my friend?
The other side of what?
Well, you know, the other side of being a guest instead of just being the annoying guy in your ear or trying to retort one of your positions. So it's great to be on with you, man. How you been, my friend?
Not at all. I'm good. Well, I mean, we talked about this from even earlier this year. It's like, hey, by the time we get into the nuts and bolts of the postseason in the NBA, and here we are staring at the finals, we were going to have this chat on air instead of doing it privately. And I guess the first question to you is, Ramona Shelburne, a few minutes ago, she's just like, hey, I got the Mavs because they got the top two players in the finals. Ooh. What do you see out of this finals, man?
Well, JR, we're talking about an individual that has 750-point games for the Boston Celtics. He's an All-NBA first-team guy for three straight years. I would hate to say that Jason Tatum is not one of the top two guys in this series. I understand the clutch factor of Kyrie Irving, but Jason Tatum is still second banana in this NBA Finals to, of course, Luka Doncic. But, JR, to me, it's about the role players. It's about Derek Lively. It's about Daniel Gafford. It's about P.J. Washington. It's about Derek Jones. And the Mavs have a better supporting cast. Not to mention, JR, the path to getting to this point. The Mavs have played 350-win teams, while the Celtics have played a loaf of bread and, you know, some healthy guys here and there, right? So we're talking about the conventional wisdom is going to tell you the team that has a tougher path, they've been challenged more. I'm not going against this Dallas Mavericks squad. You saw what they did to the up-and-coming Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, I would venture to say that I would look at the Boston Celtics as having more depth. When you immediately think about the guards that they have, and whether it's White and Drew Holiday, and then, you know, Porzingis. I mean, I don't know if I should expect anything from him, but I think the Celtics might have a more well-rounded, experienced team.
So my thing is, besides Al Horford, who can you trust off that Celtics bench? You know what Hardy's going to give you. You know what Josh Green's going to give you. You know Derek Lively, what he's going to give you. Yes, JR, the Celtics are top-heavy. They have the best starting five in the NBA. But outside of Al Horford and Peyton Pritchard, what are you getting off of that bench? And not to mention the fact that Jason Tatum is afraid of the big moments, and Jaylen Brown has butterfingers more than he does clutch fingers in fourth quarters of NBA Finals games. So I'm going with the clutch factor here, and you know Kyrie Irving at 25 years old was delivering multiple 40-point games, something Kareem, something Kobe couldn't even tell you. And so with that in mind, JR, yes, the Celtics are a 64-win team. Yes, they had a 14-game gap between them and the New York Knicks. But there's something about playing in the big moments on the final stage that outside of Drew Holiday, I don't exactly trust in anybody playing in Boston right now.
Yeah, David Shepard is joining us, an Infinity Sports Network host. You talk about the depth of both teams and franchise. You talk about Kyrie Irving. What are you expecting from this man here in this series? This is almost a second lease in life for him. What are you expecting from him?
Yeah, JR, I mean, you're talking about a guy that was averaging 15 points per game in the Western Conference semifinals and that figured, you know, that the Thunder had his number. And then this guy puts it on a different gear. And we knew when the pressure was mounting and the heartbeat was moving a little faster and, you know, the bounce of the ball was going a little higher, it was Kyrie Irving that came up with 24 first-half points in game number one of the Western Conference Finals. JR, that's what set the tone for the Dallas Mavericks in that series. Kyrie Irving knows when to pick his spots. We're talking about an individual that went for double-digit fourth-quarter points in both game number two and game number three in the Western Conference Finals.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This isn't just any sale event. It's our first used car mega sale of 24. Over 500 pre-owned available, including over 300 SUVs, 200 certified pre-owned, 150 under 25,000. Our buying experts want your car. Head over to the DV Buying Center next to the warehouse. Over 500 used, one location. The Mega Sale is going on now at the Burdick Used Car and Truck Warehouse at Driver's Village. See more at dvused.com.
It's the Syracuse Mets annual Little League Night on Saturday, June 15th at NBT Bank Stadium. Gates open early at 4 p.m. The first 3,000 kids receive a youth jersey presented by Hoffman Sausage Company and Northwestern Mutual. Join your teammates, coaches, and parents for a pregame Little League parade. Then sit back and relax and enjoy some baseball. Plus, entertainment by Tyler's amazing balancing act. Fireworks immediately follow the game. For tickets, visit SyracuseMets.com.
Is that your new Nissan Rogue?
Yeah, crazy story. So I'm at the Nissan Thrill of Summer sales event when Dave, the sales guy, asks, want to test drive the Rogue? And I'm like, let's go. We're driving when Dave says, check out the V6 turbo engine. I hit the gas and whoosh, I'm like, okay, I wasn't expecting that. Dave goes, if you think that's cool, watch this. Dave shows me the miles per gallon and I'm like, whoa, that's pretty impressive fuel economy. Dave mentions, these new cars are going fast. And in that moment, I had to have that Rogue. Crazy, right?
Wait till you hear how I got my Sentra.
Now get 1.9% APR financing on the 2024 Nissan Rogue. Shop the Nissan sales event. Visit your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. 2024 EPA fuel economy estimates from 28 city, 34 highway to 30 city, 37 highway for 2024 Nissan Rogue. Actual mileage may vary. For well-qualified buyers, excludes Platinum. Subject to Nissan Motor Acceptance Corporation credit approval. See dealer for financing details. N7824.
Join the Syracuse Mets on June 14th for a special Juneteenth celebration presented by Loretto. The first 1,000 fans receive a commemorative jersey. During the pregame, we'll recognize the origins of Juneteenth and make this day significant and fun for all. It's also a craft beer and fireworks Friday with Taste New York Tap Takeover featured brewer Myers Creek. That's Juneteenth, Friday, June 14th at NBT Bank Stadium. First pitch is 6:35 against the Iron Pigs. See you there.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
It's the Westhurst Spring into Summer Sales event at Westhurst Chevrolet of East Syracuse. And that means big savings for you on a new Chevy just in time for summer. And even better, Westhurst has set aside $50 million to buy vehicles, and we want yours, whether you own or lease. So come get your share of $50 million now at Westhurst Chevrolet of East Syracuse. For your next new Chevy, visit EastSyracuseChevrolet.com or come see us in person at Westhurst Chevrolet of East Syracuse. Together, let's drive.
Welcome to
the Syracuse Mets, in partnership with CNY Pride, present the 9th annual Pride Night on Thursday, June 13th at NBT Bank Stadium. The first 1,500 fans receive a Pride jersey courtesy of Amtrak and Nissan. A DJ will be at the bullpen bar spinning tunes all night long. And since it's a Thursday, fans will enjoy all the regular Dollar Thursday food and drink specials. First pitch is 6:35 against the Iron Pigs. That's Pride Night, Thursday, June 13th at NBT Bank Stadium.
The Embassy Suites by Hilton, Destiny, USA. The official hotel of the Syracuse Mets and Syracuse University Athletics. The hotel offers over 7,000 square feet of meeting and event space to meet all of your event needs. With their dedicated team and Hilton Event Ready with Clean Stay, they can deliver quality experiences that provide peace of mind from start to finish. When you're ready, they're ready. So book your event today. Embassy Suites, Destiny, USA.
Celebrate Dad on Father's Day with the Syracuse Mets. There's something for everyone. The first 1,000 fans receive a Drew Gilbert jersey courtesy of Coca-Cola. Tyler's amazing balancing act will be on hand to entertain all game long. And since it's a friendly Honda family Sunday, kids 12 and under eat free. After the game, Dad and kids are invited to play catch on the field and run the bases. First pitch is 1:05. For tickets, visit SyracuseMets.com.
Whether you're an electrical contractor with a large or small business, let the IBEW Local 43 help your company with no-cost benefit administration, flexible manpower, and a drug-free workforce.
I'm Barbara McQueenie, president of Allied Electric Company. Becoming an IBEW contractor has helped us to expand and improve our company. They provide access to a flexible, skilled workforce that is trained in all areas of electrical construction.
Please contact our membership development team at 422-0435 or visit our website at IBEW43.org.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Drive Home with Maggie and Perloff. Afternoons 3 to 6 on WSKO Syracuse, a Cumulus Media station. The voice of the Central New York sports fan, The Score, 1260.
Quick Q&A with Sophia to really come to a conclusion with that. But in all seriousness, man, I'm on such a high right now.
Okay.
Because I just watched my little sister get married. And so all right. Of all times, to ask me about fighting Mike Tyson, there is no chance in hell I'm going to tell you, if you put me in a ring with Iron Mike, that I'm not going to give myself an ounce of credit to be able to ultimately overcome him. I know Buster Douglas, everyone had him losing that fight. We know 1990 was a very different story and circumstance than most anticipated. So,
okay. You said you were on a high for a minute. I thought Aaron Rodgers, but I'm glad it's because of the sister's wedding. Hey, Shep, I appreciate the time, man. Where can people listen and find you here on the Infinity Sports Network now?
Well, thank you, JR. You can always find me every Saturday and Sunday morning, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. You can follow me on social media at Shep On Air and just continue to listen to JR Sport Brief, because I would not be where I am in my career and my life without this man. And special shout out to Ryan Hickey, and I love you both, man. Thank you for having me, JR.
Well, now what's going to happen? We're gonna hang up on you, and now we're going to talk crap about you, okay?
You wouldn't do that, but I love you anyway.
Well, we're going to do it live on the air, so you don't have to worry about it, okay? Hey, Shep, where can people find you online, man?
Sounds good, man. Shep On Air, any social media platform. And I love you, JR. Thank you so much for having me.
I love you back, Shep. And enjoy it. Me and Ryan are going to talk about your wedding on air, so just stay tuned. You can hang up, but now we're going to talk about you, okay?
That's a deal, man. Have a great rest of your show, my man.
You as well, Shep. Thank you. Hickey, when he gets married, you want to go to the wedding? Let's go. You want to go?
I'm in. I was going to ask you, is that the first time you've ever been invited to a wedding on the air?
Yeah, I think so. I
was going to say. I mean, that's
no,
so
but
what Shep's bringing to the table.
We've said that. I mean, but me and him have had that conversation before, you know.
Oh, that's not new. Okay.
No, it's not new. Okay. It's just that's why I asked him. I said, well, when's the invite coming? You know, I don't know. Is it going to be a year? I feel like he's been talking to none of my business, but this ain't brand new. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, I don't know much about this gal, but I feel like she's been around for a little bit of time now.
Yeah, I heard she's a model, man. You heard that?
Wow. Wow. Look at Shep.
I heard she's a model, yeah.
People say that, you know, ugly guy.
The Embassy Suites by Hilton, Destiny, USA. The official hotel of the Syracuse Mets and Syracuse University Athletics. The hotel offers over 7,000 square feet of meeting and event space to meet all of your event needs. With their dedicated team and Hilton Event Ready with Clean Stay, they can deliver quality experiences that provide peace of mind from start to finish. When you're ready, they're ready. So book your event today. Embassy Suites, Destiny, USA.
It's the Syracuse Mets annual Little League Night on Saturday, June 15th at NBT Bank Stadium. Gates open early at 4 p.m. The first 3,000 kids receive a youth jersey presented by Hoffman Sausage Company and Northwestern Mutual. Join your teammates, coaches, and parents for a pregame Little League parade. Then sit back and relax and enjoy some baseball. Plus, entertainment by Tyler's amazing balancing act. Fireworks immediately follow the game. For tickets, visit SyracuseMets.com.
We're your neighbors, friends, and your family. We've donated millions of dollars to programs like the Red Cross, the Heart Foundation, Habitat for Humanity, and many more. We are the members of IBEW Local 43 and the National Electrical Contractors Association. You not only see our work, you live it. From the JMA Wireless Dome, hospitals, schools, and city buildings, the IBEW is a part of your everyday. Central New York's future is bright, and the IBEW Local 43 and NECA will continue to help light, power, and grow Central New York.
Join the Syracuse Mets on June 14th for
for a special Juneteenth celebration presented by Loretto. The first 1,000 fans receive a commemorative jersey. During the pregame, we'll recognize the origins of Juneteenth and make this day significant and fun for all. It's also a craft beer and fireworks Friday with Taste New York Tap Takeover featured brewer Myers Creek. That's Juneteenth, Friday, June 14th at NBT Bank Stadium. First pitch is 6:35 against the Iron Pigs. See you there.
For over 130 years, the Rescue Mission has put love into action through shelter, food, clothing, and hope, serving men, women, and children here in Syracuse, New York. Every day, thanks to the generosity and compassion of our community, the hungry are fed, people living on the streets are sheltered, and individuals trapped by addiction are set free. Those who have hit rock bottom are getting a second chance at life. The Rescue Mission is proud to be the 50-50 raffle sponsor of the Syracuse Mets, and all proceeds go towards helping our neighbors in need. Visit our kiosk behind Section 210 and put your love into action. Learn more at Rescue Mission.
All right, everybody, welcome back to CHS Field in St. Paul, where unfortunately the first ever game between the Syracuse Mets and the St. Paul Saints will have to wait till tomorrow. No game today. It's still raining. It's been raining basically an hour straight, and the radar stinks. So unfortunately, no game tonight here in St. Paul, Minnesota, and this is the schedule for the rest of the week. Tomorrow's game scheduled for 7:07 Central Time. We're on Central Time here in Minnesota. 8:07 back in Syracuse on East Coast Time. That starts the series now. Tomorrow we'll make up this game on Thursday with a doubleheader slated to start at 5:07 Central, 6:07 Eastern. So no game today, one tomorrow, normal time, and two games scheduled for Thursday with first pitch of game one of Thursday's doubleheader, slated for 5:07 local, 6:07 back in Syracuse. But moral of the story, no game tonight. That means everything will get pushed back a little bit. Blake Tidwell was supposed to start for the Mets tonight. He will now likely pitch tomorrow, and we'll see how the rest of the week shakes out. Things can always get a little hairy when games get pushed back and so forth and so on. No game today. We will make this game up as a doubleheader on Thursday and start the series tomorrow, 7:07 Central Time, scheduled first pitch, 8:07 Eastern, and we're on the air 15 minutes prior, right here on your home for Syracuse Mets Baseball, the score, 1260. Thanks for hanging through the rain delay. Evan and Michael, we're going to try to stay dry on the way back to the hotel, and we'll talk to you at the same time, same place tomorrow. Fingers crossed we actually get to play baseball tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you soon.
Listen on radio, smart speakers, and our free mobile app, WSKO Syracuse. A Cumulus Media station, the voice of the Central New York sports fan. The score, 1260. The Syracuse Mets, in partnership with CNY Pride, present the 9th annual Pride Night on Thursday, June 13th at NBT Bank Stadium. The first 1,500 fans receive a Pride jersey, courtesy of Amtrak and Nissan. A DJ will be at the bullpen bar spinning tunes all night long. And since it's a Thursday, fans will enjoy all the regular Dollar Thursday food and drink specials. First pitch is 6:35 against the Iron Pigs. That's Pride Night, Thursday, June 13th at NBT Bank Stadium.
This isn't just any sale event. It's our first used car mega sale of 24. Over 500 pre-owned available, including over 300 SUVs, 200 certified pre-owned, 150 under 25,000. Our buying experts want your car. Head over to the DV Buying Center next to the warehouse. Over 500 used, one location. The mega sale is going on now at the Burdick Used Car and Truck Warehouse at Driver's Village. See more at dvused.com.
You can't plan when injuries happen, but you can trust that the experts at Upstate Orthopedics will be there when they do. Ortho Now of Syracuse is Upstate Orthopedics' after-hours and weekend urgent care program for sports injuries, sprains, strains, breaks, and dislocations. Ortho Now of Syracuse is located in East Syracuse at the Upstate Bone and Joint Center on Fly Road, and is open 5 to 8:30 p.m. weekdays and 9 to 2:30 on Saturday. Visit UpstateOrthopedics.com and follow Upstate Orthopedics on Facebook for more information.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Is that your new Nissan Rogue?
Yeah, crazy story. So I'm at the Nissan Thrill of Summer sales event when Dave, the sales guy, asks, want to test drive the Rogue? And I'm like, let's go. We're driving when Dave says, check out the VC turbo engine. I hit the gas and whoosh, I'm like, okay, I wasn't expecting that. Dave goes, if you think that's cool, watch this. Dave shows me the miles per gallon and I'm like, whoa, that's pretty impressive fuel economy. Dave mentions, these new cars are going fast. And in that moment, I had to have that Rogue. Crazy, right?
Wait till you hear how I got my Sentra.
Now get 1.9% APR financing on the 2024 Nissan Rogue. Shop the Nissan sales event. Visit your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. 2024 EPA fuel economy estimates from 28 city, 34 highway to 30 city, 37 highway for 2024 Nissan Rogue. Actual mileage may vary. For well-qualified buyers, excludes Platinum. Subject to Nissan Motor Acceptance Corporation credit approval. See dealer for financing details. N7824.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
It's the Westhurst Spring into Summer Sales Event at Westhurst Chevrolet of East Syracuse, and that means big savings for you on a new Chevy just in time for summer. And even better, Westhurst has set aside $50 million to buy vehicles, and we want yours, whether you own or lease. So come get your share of $50 million now at Westhurst Chevrolet of East Syracuse. For your next new Chevy, visit EastSyracuseChevrolet.com or come see us in person at Westhurst Chevrolet of East Syracuse. Together, let's drive.
Welcome to West.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Listen on radio, online, smart speakers, and our free mobile app. The voice of the Central New York sports fan, The Score 1260.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Score 1260 studios here in Syracuse. I'm Paul Esden Jr. on James Street. In case you missed it, no Syracuse Mets baseball tonight. It was rained out. Syracuse's first trip over there to Minnesota, but that wait will have to continue until tomorrow. We'll have a doubleheader of baseball on Thursday evening. Same time, same channel for tomorrow. Pre-game coverage 7:50, first pitch set for 8:05. But before we get you out of here, let's take a quick look around the world of sports, both locally and nationally. And boy, just moments ago, what a shot from Pete Alonso, 446 feet deep and the Mets take a 6-2 lead over the Washington Nationals. Mets are on the road. That's top of the ninth. And the New York Mets, don't look now, they've won 3 of their last 5. They look well on their way to win tonight, which would be 4 of their last 6, which would win the series against Washington with one more game to go tomorrow. First pitch, 4:05. Fantastic. Finally, the New York Mets are turning it around, baby. And a team that's been pretty darn good all season, the New York Yankees. They're on top of the Twins. They're leading 3-1, that one in the bottom of the seventh inning. Let's also go to a local story here. What about some Syracuse basketball recruiting news? This one from Mike McAllister of Q's Nation. Syracuse basketball has landed a commitment from Georgia State transfer guard Lucas Taylor, he announced on social media. Syracuse has been in contact for the last couple of weeks, but quietly, the 6'5" guard was on campus for his visit, and apparently the visit was enough for Taylor to commit to the Orange. Taylor was also involved with a couple of other schools like TCU, West Virginia, George Mason, Arizona State, Oregon State, St. John's, and many others. And there were reported visits with places like TCU and George Mason. He only has 1 year of eligibility remaining. Last season for Georgia State, Taylor averaged 14.5 points per game, 3 boards, and 1.8 assists per game while shooting over 35% from downtown. Another weapon for the Orange. Very, very nice. A couple other stories around the world of sports. What about Gino Auriemma, who signed a 5-year contract extension to remain as the coach of the 11-time national champion UConn Huskies? The school announced on Tuesday the 2024-2025 campaign will be the 40th season at the helm for Auriemma, who turned 70 in March. Let's jump over to the NFL. Christian McCaffrey was the highest-paid running back in football, and now he's the highest-paid running back by an even larger margin. The NFL's reigning Offensive Player of the Year reset the RB market with another 2-year contract extension. The financial terms of the deal weren't revealed by the team, but it is expected to be a $19 million per year average. The Niners added $8 million over the McCaffrey next 2 years, which he already had, plus $24 million in guarantees, sources told Adam Schefter of ESPN. So Christian McCaffrey securing the bag, baby. Very, very nice for all things NFL and Christian McCaffrey. Well, he's in the Bay, and he's going to stay in the Bay. It certainly seems. Well, thanks, everybody, for tuning into our coverage of the Syracuse Mets tonight. Unfortunately, a rain delay started us off over an hour ago, and we were not able to get it underway with the gloominess happening over there in Minnesota. But don't worry. Like I said, we will try to start this series tomorrow evening. Pre-game coverage right here on the Voice of the Central New York Sports Fan at 7:50. Of course, you can listen to the Man Child Show at Boy Green, 10 to 12, Monday through Friday here in the Salt City. We had our lovely live remote show today from live from the Camillus Golf Club. Tomorrow, we'll have Michael Tricarico on the show to talk Syracuse Mets, plus Sean Devaney talking all things NBA Finals, which, by the way, gets underway on Thursday between the Boston Celtics and the Dallas Mavericks. So plenty happening here on the Score 12-6. We'll send you back to network programming, but thank you so much for tuning in tonight to the Voice of the Central New York Sports Fan. This Score 1260. Have a great night, everybody.
Join us again the next time the Syracuse Mets take the field. Sponsored by Burdick Mitsubishi at Driver's Village, Coors, Dunkin', Embassy Suites by Hilton at Destiny USA, NBT Bank, and St. Joseph's Health on the Voice of the Central New York Sports Fan. The Score, 1260.
A lot of herky-jerky if he lands the wrong way. He got a lot of Embiid in him. And let's be real.